The open enrollment period for healthcare coverage under the Affordable Care Act kicked off this week. This is the third open enrollment period since healthcare.gov launched in 2012 and the once-a-year chance for consumers to shop around for a plan on the exchanges.
While the Affordable Care Act has reduced the uninsured rate in the country to a historic low, the Department of Health and Human Services estimates that there are at least 10 million uninsured Americans who would qualify for plans under the law. So what barriers remain to getting these people coverage, and what changes can new and existing customers expect this year at healthcare.gov?
Here with us now is Bobby Peterson. He's the founder and executive director of ABC for Health Incorporated. Bobby, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So this is round three of open enrollment in the Affordable Care Act. First off, who's eligible to sign up and how long do they have to do it in?
Well, it's open enrollment. People have, starting November 1st through the end of January to sign up for health coverage. People that are uninsured, people that may have a current plan through the Affordable Care Act marketplace, you can shop to see if there's a better price available. It's a good idea to go back in there to examine your coverage, see if it's what you want and at the price point that you want, because the prices do change from year to year.
Are things pretty similar to last year's open enrollment? Are there any big changes that people should be aware of?
There's more opportunities for window shopping. You know, it's a huge improvement from the train wreck of the first year, which was a disaster and, you know, really almost derailed the whole process. It's gotten progressively much better. I think that there's some increased cost pressure, increases in some of the deductibles that people have to be aware of. But it remains an important opportunity for people, particularly, lower and middle income folks, to look for health coverage that may have an opportunity for a tax credit or cost sharing opportunities. It's an opportunity to shop around and find the right coverage for you and make sure it's at a price that you can afford.
Now, when you say window shopping, are there mechanisms in place that make it easier for customers to navigate and compare?
Yeah, you can get into healthcare.gov, look around, identify, potential plans that you might be interested without having to pull the trigger. Gives you a chance to look and identify some of the options that might be good for you and or your family. So it's definitely an improvement over the first year. Some of these options were available in second year, but it's progressively been getting a little bit better and easier each year. They seem to be learning from their mistakes, and it's all process improvement.
Are there higher penalties this time around if you don't have health insurance?
Yep, the penalties increase, and so it's something to make sure that, you have essential health coverage. But, one thing to remember is that, not every option is going to be through the marketplace. Keep in mind that, Medicaid counts as essential coverage. Medicare, if you're already covered by Medicare, you really don't have to do much shopping. You're in pretty good shape. So for a lot of seniors out there that hear all the, discussion of open enrollment and for the marketplace, it's something that they don't have to worry too much about. Now, there is a different open enrollment period for Medicare that they should be looking at, some of the Medicare supplement options and things like that. But that's not the issue for today.
So if someone bought coverage through the marketplace last year and they're satisfied with their plan, what do they have to do to keep it?
Well, they don't have to do anything. They can let it roll over. But the problem is that they really need to go in and look and see if there's been any changes or updates, because premiums change and, you don't want to get off guard. So, you really don't want to get auto-enrolled into the same plan unless you've had an opportunity to check it and verify that the price and the coverage is what you're expecting. Because if you just, don't bother and let yourself get auto-enrolled, you could be in for a little bit of a surprise then with a higher cost premium coming down the road.
And then you can't switch until what, next November?
And the next open enrollment period, right. There are certain things that can happen that there's special enrollment periods, but that's usually related to a life-changing event, a change in marital status, a divorce, things like that.
We're talking right now with Bobby Peterson, founder and executive director of ABC for Health. We're talking about the open enrollment period starting now for the Affordable Care Act. And there are, Bobby, still a significant amount of Americans who qualify for coverage, but they haven't purchased a plan yet. What are some of the biggest barriers that you see to getting people like that involved and getting coverage?
Well, I think it's, you know, moving beyond the rhetoric and some of the scare tactics that were out there that, you know, this was going to be a bad thing and it was going to take away your freedom. And, you know, I just don't see that. I see this as an opportunity. It's another option for people to get coverage. So, you know, as people become more comfortable with it and they talk to family and friends and they learn that there are opportunities for tax credits that can reduce the cost of your coverage, for cost sharing that can help as well, working with navigators and certified application counselors to help, you know, really look at the different options that are available out there. It really, for us, you know, in the years past, we've had limited options for people at times that had pre-existing conditions or were trapped in a job. I mean, this opens the door to a lot of people for coverage. So I think it's a comfort level. But it's not for everyone, but for a lot of people, it really is a good option.
You mentioned working with people, navigators, for instance. Are they pretty easy for people to access in terms of getting that help?
Yeah, there's the 800 number through the healthcare.gov, which is, you know, you can Google it and get information online. There's navigators in Wisconsin and certified application counselors through a lot of points in Wisconsin that are available to help you. You can get all that information through healthcare.gov, and you can search through their site to identify a navigator or a certified application counselor that might be near you to provide some assistance.
Now, affordability is still something that can be a barrier for some people. What do you see out there as far as options go for people who are really struggling financially, who may want to get signed up but maybe feel that they don't have it in their budget?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things to really take into consideration is, you know, getting some help to analyze your income situation, because there's folks out there that may be eligible for BadgerCare Plus for adults, but you may be just over the income, and there are ways to help identify strategies to reduce your income to a point where you're eligible. The people that I worry about the most are people that may have a number of medical conditions that really should be evaluated for disability coverage, and they go right into the marketplace, and they're not fully evaluated for some really progressive programs that I have in Wisconsin, like the Medical Assistance Purchase Plan, that allows you to work, maintain some Medicaid coverage, and also, you know, get some of the benefits of being disability, but allow you to keep working and earn some income.
And in terms of turning to help for people who need help navigating this, is it easier than it has been? You mentioned the first year was obviously pretty difficult for people, but if people still see that as a barrier and they're worried about being confused, they haven't signed up, but what would you say to convince people that it is worth the efforts?
Well, I mean, I think it's, take a look at healthcare.gov, take a look at some of the options that are available in your community, talk to the navigators and the certified application counselors, and talk to, you know, some family and friends who may have found that there were some really good options that provided, tax credits that really reduced the cost of care quite a bit for some people and provided them with some peace of mind. I mean, it's not the situation it was, you know, many years ago now, that where you had to be sort of locked in your job. You want to go out, start a new business, be entrepreneurial, you can get your insurance through the marketplace and give it a try and not worry about losing your health insurance. You can get it through the marketplace through open enrollment period.
Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks. Glad to be here.
That was Bobby Peterson, founder and executive director of ABC for Health, Inc., and he joined us to talk about this year's open enrollment for coverage under the Affordable Care Act.